From the beginning of his administration, President Obama failed to focus on creating private sector jobs and improving the economy, the most important problems facing our nation. He focused instead on an unpopular health care plan and increasing government financial regulations, both of which I opposed at every turn. His focus should have been to stimulate dynamic, job-creating economic growth, comprehensive tax reform, and reducing government spending. President Obama's most recent failure to help grow private sector jobs was his decision to block construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline. I wrote the bill trying to stop him from delaying a decision until after the election, and I'll continue to work toward reversing his obstruction of this secure fuel supply. The Keystone XL pipeline would create 20,000 jobs, including those from Indiana, involved in supplying the project. Presidential leadership would be demonstrated by approving the pipeline rather than by blocking it. Presidential leadership would also be working with Republicans on our very thoughtful budget plan that would cut federal spending by $6.2 trillion. That's more than four times the goal of the failed Congressional Debt Subcommittee. Instead, Democrats have left the federal government without a budget. And presidential leadership would be beginning an earnest process of scrapping our unfair and complex tax code instead of calling for tax increases. The focus of Governor Mitch Daniels' response to the president highlights these important differences. I am proud of his Hoosier wisdom and his address to our nation.